It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and this morning we're going to visit with Kelly Whitnable and Autumn Runglin from Big Stone Therapies here in Madison. And good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Are you excited for the holiday season?
I'm excited for the holiday season. We have a lot to be thankful for and a lot to...
How about you, Autumn?
I've got three kids, yes.
Are they excited?
They are excited.
How old are your kids again?
6, 5, and 2.5.
Oh, yeah. Ragnar?
Yep.
He's the Lutefisk champion, right?
Yes, he's...
Okay, I know we got a second. Can we talk about that?
We can talk about
all
that.
All right. How many plates of Lutefisk did he eat?
He ate 2 full plates full.
Does he actually like Lutefisk?
He does, but in smaller probably proportions. He's...
That was a really nice gesture by Jimmy Olin, the champion. So where do you got that big trophy?
Oh, it gets carried around from room to room. I mean, at times it's in the bedroom with him and then in bed, and then other times it's way put up high so that neither kid breaks it because they're trying to touch the fish on it.
Awesome. That's awesome. Is that your dream someday, Kelly, to get a Lutefisk trophy?
No. I could think of other trophies I would like. Lutefisk is not high on my list of things.
Well, that's kind of what we're going to talk about. That was a good lead-in. Thanks, Autumn. We're going to talk about healthy lifestyles today, right?
Yep.
Okay, so, and healthy lifestyle does include eating lutefisk, I think.
Fish, yep, for nutrition.
Okay. All right, Kelly, start us out here.
So November is Healthy Lifestyles Month, and Autumn and I both do a lot with chronic pain patients and helping patients to find hope and get their lives back. And so we've had some extra training in different areas to help people not only physically but mentally and just overall finding joy in their lives. And so we wanted to take the opportunity today to talk about what kind of things can physical therapy and occupational therapy help patients with to get back to a healthier lifestyle.
Okay. Now, it's a big, wide area when you say healthy lifestyle. There's so many components to that, isn't there?
Yeah. Specifically looking at maybe like sleep, social participation, physical activity, stress management. Those are all things that when we're not in balance with them, they can actually lead to increased risks of other problems like cardiovascular disease, diabetes. And so it's really looking at prevention of those and also looking at overall physical and mental well-being when engaging in them.
Okay. Well, which one should we talk about first? Eating, exercise, what's all involved in a healthy lifestyle? Kelly.
So, you know, I would say the big one that comes to mind for folks when it comes to therapies like PT and OT is the physical exercise and the importance that getting regular exercise 3 to 5 times a week can help your brain to produce happy chemicals. And most people don't know that your brain produces the strongest opioid in the world if you are exercising cardiovascularly on a regular basis. Now, that means we don't all have to go out and run marathons. Or
thank goodness
I'm not a runner, but just getting that regular cardio exercise. And there's different things that we can do in therapy, from setting people up on a graded walking program, using the new step stationary bikes, trying to find out what form of exercise they like, and then we do graded programs, starting them off very basically and then increasing that as their body starts to accommodate to that.
The main goal there, I would guess, is to brace your heart a little bit, to build your heart muscle up.
Yep. And so from a PT standpoint, we do look at, you know, helping them to figure out their target heart rate. And, you know, you get great benefits if you're exercising and getting your heart rate into that target target zone, but also educating that you don't want to exercise over your maximum heart rate, because then that does put us at a higher risk sometimes for strokes, heart attacks, things like that. So, you know, checking with your medical provider and getting set up on a good program is really important. But it's amazing when people have been sedentary, just that little bit of new step, two or three times a week in the therapy department starts to get them moving, and then they just feel better overall.
Okay. And what did you call that? Your brain is creating happy what?
I call them happy chemicals.
All right. Happy chemicals in the brain. That's what we want, right, Autumn?
Yep.
Okay. What do you have to add for that, the physical part? Walking is, that's, people say that's the best exercise you can do is walking. Do you agree with that? In a way?
I would agree with that, but we have found that non-weight-bearing activities such as the new step and or stationary bikes are very helpful for patients who have a lot of arthritis and maybe have a lot of joint pain, because it doesn't have the pounding on the joints initially to get people moving, and then we can progress them into a walking program because most people don't have that form of equipment at home.
Okay. All right. How else can you help your clients with a healthy lifestyle?
I think focusing too on stress management and sleep, making sure that we are getting appropriate. We can go over tips, understanding what's going well at home, maybe what's not going well. I think also using stress management, a lot of people, we have a lot of stress in our lives, right? And if we don't have the tools to effectively use to deal with that stress, it can cause other problems. So going over different stress management techniques in the clinic, going away from what you think of your traditional therapy, really. It's looking at over lifestyle choices as well. Talking about the importance of sleep, going over different sleep hygiene techniques. When we're tired, we reach for calorie-dense foods. Putting those connections of how that can affect health and wellness overall is really important, and it's some of the things that we can help educate people, but also helping them create goals of what they want to achieve for their lifestyle as well.
Okay, good. All right, well, that was that part. What else on healthy lifestyles that you guys deal with? Anything else? The spiritual part or the what do you call it, the meditation part or whatever? Yeah.
So I do a lot of non-traditional things in therapy, but really listening to patients and finding out what their triggers are, what their stressors are, helping, we call them yellow flags. We all have yellow flags in our lives, things that are very stressful for us. And so helping them to realize what those things are and then going over different techniques to help calm down those triggers. So for some people, it's breathing and relaxation techniques. Most of us don't breathe properly. We're chest breathers and we don't exhale slowly, and your exhale is what calms down your system. So teaching people better breathing techniques and to use their diaphragm.
You mean to consciously think about breathing?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And only think about breathing.
What's and that? only think about breathing, Autumn said. Yeah.
How do you do that? Walk me through that. Help me to breathe.
Help you to breathe?
Yep. Go ahead, Autumn.
I'll let Kelly take that one.
Okay. Well, there's different techniques, and so I will show patients different techniques till they find one that's appropriate for them. There's buzzing bees, which is one of my favorites. You plug your ears, and you breathe in through your nose, and then you hum it out. So until your air is gone. Humming also calms the vagus nerve, and your vagus nerve, activates it, I should say. Your vagus nerve controls your heart rate, your blood pressure, all of your digestion, and just kind of helps you to slow down that exhale versus most of us breathe in.
Well, that's very interesting. Never heard that before, so. Were you guys stressed before we were going to go on the air here? We could have did a breathing exercise together, right?
I do a lot of breathing. I also talk a lot about meditation and being present, and teaching people ways to turn off their brain. Our brains race, and we can't get things out of our head. And so not worrying about the future or the past, but focusing on the present present by using your five senses. And so closing your eyes and naming two or three things that you can hear. Something you can smell, something you can taste, something you can feel, whether that's my feet on the floor, my legs are crossed, my hands are warm, and then five things you can see. And so that makes you present and aware of your surroundings, and can help to calm down and help with stress.
Okay, good. I think everyone's stressed at some point during the day, right? Mm-hmm. What are some causes of stress? A lot of anxiety. A lot of people have anxiety.
Anxiety. I just think even work balance. I mean, a lot of stress can come from work. Financial prices going up. I mean, there are lots of things that can affect it. So being able to utilize those quick techniques. Not everyone has time of, oh, I'm in the middle of the work, I'm going to go get a massage, right? So we need to be able to utilize tools that are appropriate for the moment that we're in. So whether it's doing the 5-4-3-2-1 with the mindfulness, or deep breathing, box breathing, or progressive muscle relaxation, where you're doing a body scan, going over different areas that you need to tense and relax, and just letting and releasing it. They're all good skills to use, because, again, we can't always just leave the moment, and being able to effectively manage our stress, again, is there's so many health implications for it, but just overall mental well-being, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's important, I think, just take a quiet time at some point during the day, right? Like you said, close your eyes and just be quiet.
Well, and one thing, I mean, that we tell a lot of our patients, most of us are caregivers, whether that's we're caring for a parent, right, we're caring for our children, we're caring for our spouse. And most of us do not take time to care for ourselves. And so if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of anybody else in our life. And we get overwhelmed, and it makes life hard to manage. And so taking just 10 minutes a day for yourself to do something you enjoy, mm-hmm, that gives you joy and makes you happy and refills your cup, because you can't pour from an empty cup.
Good. Well said, Kelly. Anything else you'd like to add on this morning's Wellness Wednesday? Did we cover about everything?
I think so, yeah.
You think so? All right. Good. I feel a lot better already just talking to you. That helps, right?
It does.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. And what's the month called again, Kelly?
Well, I don't know if we really made it up or if it's really a month, but we called it Healthy Lifestyles.
Healthy Lifestyle Month.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having us, yeah. Paul. We appreciate it.
It's always nice to visit with you. I learned something today, so. All right, that's Kelly Whitnable and Autumn Runglin from Big Stone Therapy. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.